Leftists call to boycott an N-out over new mask policy. By Paul Bois on July 19, 2023. Leftists have been calling on people to boycott the California fast food empire in N-out for its new policy requiring employees in certain states to present a medical note if they wish to wear a mask to work. As Breitbart News reported, In-N-Out will not enforce the policy in its home state of California. For employees who wish to wear masks, the new policy says that the medical note must clearly state the reason for the exemption, including the estimated duration that the mask will be needed. People who fail to comply can face disciplinary action up to and including termination of employment. The company further said that the ban would help to emphasize the importance of customer service and the ability to show our associates' smile. Our goal is to continue to provide safe and customer-centric store and support environments that balance two things that In-N-Out is known for: exceptional customer service and unmatched standards for health, safety, and quality, the widely shared memo from the company said. We believe this policy will also help to promote clear and effective communication both with our customers and among our associates, it added. Even though masks have been proven ineffective in battling the coronavirus and even though the death toll for that virus was reportedly overcounted by 30%, leftists have been raging on Twitter that In-N-Out's policy is tantamount to discrimination and called for a boycott. Burger joint to avoid In-N-Out, tweeted epidemiologist Eric Feilding to his over 700,000 followers. In-N-Out employees in five U.S. states will no longer be allowed to wear masks as part of new company guidelines. Employees would need to get a doctor's note if they do, explaining why. Other leftists began pushing the hashtag boycott In-N-Out Burger in opposition to the mask policy. Writing at Forbes, Dr. Judy Stone, an infectious disease physician, said the new policy puts In-N-Out's employees at serious risk. Requiring a doctor's note is also a burden in terms of time and money. Many people don't have a primary care physician or one who is readily available. And requiring proof of a disability might be considered a violation of the Americans with Disability Act, depending on how one interprets masking as a request for accommodation, she wrote. As Breitbart News reported, the conservative leaning In-N-Out clashed with the California government during the coronavirus pandemic due to its refusal to enforce vaccine mandates at some stores. In 2021, the San Francisco Department of Public Health shut down the city's In-N-Out Burger restaurant near Fisherman's Wharf because employees were not properly checking for customers' vaccination documentation. In a statement at the time, In-N-Out Chief Legal and Business Officer Arnie Wensinger said that the company fiercely disagrees with government mandates that force businesses to discriminate. We refuse to become the vaccination police for any government. It is unreasonable, invasive, and unsafe to force our restaurant associates to segregate customers into those who may be served and those who may not, whether based on the documentation they carry, or any other reason, he said. We fiercely disagree with any government dictate that forces a private company to discriminate against customers who choose to patronize their business, he added. Paul Roland Bois joined Breitbart News in 2021. He also directed the award-winning feature film, Exemplum, which can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. A high-quality, ad-free stream can also be purchased on Google Play or Vimeo On Demand. Follow him on Twitter at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.